Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, February 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We report exclusively that the U.S. military has notified Congress that China now has more land-based intercontinental range missile launchers than the U.S., though according to U.S. officials, many of China's land-based launchers still consist of empty silos. Plus, the Strategic Command has notified Congress that the U.S. has more intercontinental range land-based missiles and more nuclear warheads mounted on those missiles than China. The notification comes as the U.S. is facing the challenge of deterring Russia's substantial nuclear forces, as well as China's growing nuclear arsenal. The Labor Department says migrants who come to the U.S. to find work are now being hired more quickly, at higher pay and under better working conditions than at any time in recent memory. While the tightness appears to be easing in some areas of the jobs market, employers say finding hourly wage workers remains a challenge, and many small businesses say they're unable to hire enough native-born and naturalized workers and are paying a premium for migrant workers. And the Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit hit a record high $948.1 billion last year. The trade gap was fueled largely by the U.S. continuing to depend heavily on imports from other countries to meet domestic demand. Demand for exported goods like U.S.-made industrial supplies and consumer goods declined in December, and Americans bought more foreign-made products such as cell phones and vehicles. Plus, a rally in the U.S. dollar last year drove up the cost of U.S. goods and helped widen the annual deficit. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.